Get your day started right. This is Breakfast Beat with Ghulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Esau. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
So some 14 minutes after 7 is where we're at this morning. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. We move along to our first feature now. All through last night and going into this morning, Lebanese rescue workers have been digging through the rubble looking for survivors of the powerful warehouse explosion that shook the capital, Beirut, killing 78 people according to reports and injuring nearly 4,000 in a toll that officials expect to rise during the course of today. Now, yesterday, today's blast at the port warehouse storing highly explosive material was the most powerful in years out in Beirut. That's already reeling from an economic and a surge in COVID-19 infections. But joining us online this morning to tell us a bit more, all the way from Beirut this morning, I believe we are crossing over and speaking to Jihan. Jihan, good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, you know, just speaking to us and going a few hours back to yesterday, early evening, you know, when exactly did you get that phone call or, you know, what exactly happened? And then you realized, you know, this explosion has happened at the port out in Beirut.
You know, we didn't need to get any phone call because the sound of explosion, we heard it all over Lebanon and even the countries that nearby heard this explosion because it was very, very strong. And first, we thought like it's like an earthquake. We didn't manage what this is until we saw on TV that a big explosion. You know, we can say that the country is literally living a catastrophe without any plan for this mitigation or emergency response. Situation is really, we can say, it's tragic. We are living a humanitarian crisis. Damage is everywhere. The huge blast that ripped through Beirut. The serious destructions. We are talking about injuries more than 3,000. Injuries so far. Hospitals can't afford more cases. It's full, and you know, some hospitals are specialized for coronavirus cases, so they couldn't do any medical treatment for those injuries. As for the people who have been, the materials that have been killed, more than 50, the number is not clear so far because a big number of people are still under destroyed buildings or in the sea. So we don't have accurate numbers so far.
Now, Jihan, just in terms of, you know, what exactly led to the blast? I mean, we've seen different scenarios being reported in the media. What exactly do you understand?
So far, there's no accurate scenario. Yes, we heard about several scenarios. We know all what we know that there's a big explosion happened in the port. It's in Beirut, capital of Lebanon, and causing widespread damage to buildings and shattering windows in different parts of the capital. But still, the cause of this explosion is not clear. So we are hearing several scenarios till now.
Certainly. Now, of course, we saw President Shah Aoun say that, you know, the ammonium nitrate that was stored, you know, at the port, you know, has been without safety measures for years now and has been unacceptable. You know, was this always a concern by the people in Beirut?
Sorry, what's the question?
The question was, in terms of the port, we understand that ammonium nitrate that's used in bombs and fertilizers was stored for 6 years at the port, apparently, without safety measures, you know. Has this been a concern for the people out in Beirut?
Actually, this is one of the scenarios that you are not sure about yet. Mm-hmm. So, because several officials talked on TV about everyone talked about different scenario. Some are talking about Israel attacked Lebanon. Some are saying there's a warehouse of weapons. So no one knows the correct scenario, what happened exactly. So maybe we will know in a few hours because still investigating. Lebanon is busy with healing the injuries and trying to find because there's a lot of people are missing.
Yes.
Their families are so worried. They are on the street. We stayed on the ground till early morning. Mm. We just left a few hours ago, and still the situation is very bad. Actually, I went yesterday to one of the pharmacy, and I saw a blood of the pharmacist and his white uniform there. So we saw also we saw bodies. I don't know how to put what we have seen and words, because it's really very hard and very harsh on us to witness such things. You know, Lebanon have been passed in several wars since long time, but what's happening now is really a big disaster, a humanitarian crisis, and so far we don't know what to do or what to respond, because the need is really very big.
Of course, and you know, we've seen comments coming through online that, you know, this is a reminder of the civil war between 1975 and 1990, you know, just bringing back those reminders of what went on there. But of course, you have, you know, alluded to the fact that hospitals, you know, aren't able to cope. We know that there's been a surge in COVID-19 infections out in Lebanon. So in terms of humanitarian organizations and aid, we know African Muslim agencies on the ground as well. You know, are you partnering with other organizations in terms of, you know, rendering that assistance that's needed to those that have been injured?
Actually, the first NGO who called us asking to interfere in Lebanon is African Muslim Agency, and who are on the ground now because of their support. Last night, we were distributing food and the water, drinking water for the Red Cross, for the volunteers who are rescuing the people, for the civil defense team, everywhere, for the families who are waiting for their missing relatives and that person. So situation is really hectic. We interfered last night till morning. Still now we are putting a plan and want to interfere. We will distribute food parcels. We will support hospitals with medicines and medical supplies, because they are run out. And also one of the big medicine warehouses that is related to the Ministry of Public Health has been completely destroyed through the explosion. So we are also facing lack in medical supplies as well. Also, we will work on distributing bread and shelter rehabilitation for the families. For a lot of buildings have been damaged or destroyed completely or partially. Also, in addition to psychological therapy for the wounded at the hospitals and treatment of the families of victims. The need is really very big. And through you, I want to thank Africa Muslims Agency, because it's the first NGO who called and said we want to intervene immediately.
Yes. Well, brilliant. We'll leave it at that, though, for this morning. Jahan Casey speaking to us there, a senior executive and humanitarian from Lebanon, representing African Muslims Agency out in Lebanon. But also joining us this morning online is Hussein Chinara, AMA regional manager. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning, and thanks for joining us, Hussein.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran for having us on this morning.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, you know, just looking at the fact that AMA was, you know, one of the first responders to this international crisis, you know, I mean, what does that mean to you? You know, we've just heard what Jahan has to say when you got that call to say, you know, this has happened out in Beirut. What was your first response?
It's a sad day for humanity, and of course we do extensive work in Lebanon with the Syrian and Palestinian refugees, or whether it be with, you know, the building of dignity tents in the refugee camps. So it obviously made sense when we saw the footage come out and we heard of the news. In negotiation with our teams on the ground, it made sense to assist, to continue assisting programs in Lebanon that will bring much, much needed urgent aid to the people in Lebanon. And it's a sad day. Like I said, our teams are on the ground, as you heard from Jihan, and people are still missing. Food and medical supplies are in urgent need, and we've launched a campaign called Heal Lebanon to provide food and emergency aid to the people of Lebanon.
Now, Hussein, we know ordinarily, you know, that AMA is active in the Lebanon region, you know, on a very regular basis. But just in terms of looking at aid agencies and humanitarian organizations, you know, are you always prepared for something of this magnitude, like an explosion, like the one we've seen in Beirut yesterday evening?
You know, alhamdulillah, through our partnerships with organizations, you know, and through the continuous work, you know, you have to, in the world we're living in, Samira, you know, it's a changing world. COVID, no one expected COVID-19, and it happened. So they just, you know, you have to be prepared for the unprepared. That's the nature of the work that you do. You have to be prepared for the unprepared. Things could happen at any time, and people as when it happened, will require food immediately, will require assistance immediately. And alhamdulillah, through the support of the donors out there, you know, these campaigns can continue to help people here locally and internationally. And right now, Lebanon needs its support.
Certainly, but we also know that the pandemic, you know, has placed certain restrictions, you know, on aid and assisting. You know, ordinarily, I know, you know, a team from South Africa would have probably flown out by now to, you know, reinforce the team that's already there. I mean, you know, what challenges does this COVID-19 pandemic pose to you in a situation like this?
Alhamdulillah, through the team we have on ground that's been active through the Kobani, through the Ramadan campaigns, the teams there are world-renowned, recognized for the work that they do. And of course, if COVID-19 was not the circumstance of the day, of course we would be there. But we have full trust in our operations happening in Lebanon, the excellence of what they do and in serving humanity. And that work, as you've, I'm sure you've seen some of the footage come out, they've been on the ground from last night, assisting the army, assisting those on the street, walking into the different areas, helping with rescue missions. And we want to encourage the people out there listening right now, continue to go to Africa Muslims Agency, whatever you can do, 2,000 rand for food and medical kit, or whatever you can do, support the people of Lebanon. This is a humanitarian, you know, it is, we haven't seen this, I haven't seen this in my lifetime, Savira, and many people haven't. Even the people in Lebanon who lived through wars are saying this is the first time they're experiencing this situation. So this is an emergency appeal to help the people of Lebanon.
Certainly. Well, Hussein, we thank you for joining us and providing that update for us this morning. That was Hussein Chinara, AMA Regional Manager, speaking to us. We've also just spoken to Jahan Casey, a Senior Executive and Humanitarian out in Lebanon.